Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir, this is Roy from the Amazon customer support. How can I help you?
I had an invoice for some type of charge on my account, and I'm not sure what it is. Can you help me out with that?
Okay, sir, can you able to confirm with the order number? I need to check from my end.
Okay, I have an invoice number if that helps.
Sorry?
I have an invoice number.
Yep, tell me the number.
PP 377829G.
Okay, and confirm your
It
email address.
is paulfisher@yahoo.com.
Okay. So as I can see that in our system, there was a purchase for the iPhone 12. The total amount was $659.99. So how can I help you with that order, sir?
Well, it's showing pending on my account. Do you know who purchased it and where it was supposed to be delivered to?
Okay, like, did you make any purchase for the iPhone 12, sir?
No, I don't use Apple products. I don't like them.
Okay, sir, because we are facing this kind of problem with most of the customer, so we need to simply rectifying it and everything right now, right away. And do you know anyone, sir, who lives in California? His name is Mark Roger.
No, is this like a fraud or a type of identity theft?
Yep, that's why, sir, because what we found some suspicious activities, like someone is trying to get into your personal information and they are doing that kind of purchase for the iPhone 12. So I do believe, sir, you want to cancel that fraudulent charges and you want to block that person as well, right, sir?
Does it give you a name or an actual address in California? Because I'd like to confront
You
this
can see
person.
that the receiver name is Mark Rogers. He lives in California. Do you know anyone?
No, but do you have an address for them?
Yeah, why not, sir? What I'm asking you, what you want? Do you want to approve the transaction or you want to cancel the order?
Well, I need to know that if you have the guy's address, I need to know because I want to go down there and punch him in the face.
Yes, why not, sir? We're gonna directly send you everything in the front of your own eyes so that you can better understand. So for that reason,
I
sir.
understand what you're saying, but if your computer shows that there's an address, I'd like for you to tell me.
So why not? If you want the address, we can directly send you that address to your email address. But the thing is that what you want, do you want to approve the transaction or you want to cancel the order?
Well, think about it. If somebody else charged something on your account, would you want to cancel it or keep it?
So that you want to cancel the order, right?
Not what I asked you.
Obviously, we're going to cancel the order. So for the cancellation, we're going to directly send you the cancellation form into your computer screen by our Amazon team. You have to simply fill up the cancellation form. After that, we're going to proceed for the cancellation right now, right away, sir, okay?
All right, I guess so.
So are you in front of the computer right now?
Yeah, I am at the moment.
Okay, so first of all, sir, let me help you. Normally, which browser you use on this computer? Do you have a Google Chrome or Microsoft Edge?
I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but I have an Etch-a-Sketch, if that helps you.
Sorry?
I said I have an Etch-a-Sketch, if that works.
No, like you are in front of the computer. Is this your laptop or it's a desktop?
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
Okay, let me help you. First of all, let me directly connect you to our Amazon team. After that, we're gonna proceed for the cancellation. right now, right away. So let me guide you some technical steps in. First of all, you have to look on your computer keyboard, okay? In your typing keyboard, very left-hand side, down corner, you can see the control CTRL.
Okay, my Etch-a-Sketch does not have a keyboard. It only has knobs.
Is this it's a Chromebook or what?
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
Apart from this computer, do you have any other computer or laptop at your home?
It's an Etch-a-Sketch.
I'm asking you, apart from this computer, do you have any another laptop or desktop at your home? Like a Windows computer?
No, the only thing I have is an Etch-a-Sketch.
Okay, then we're going to help you with your cell phone, okay? Is that the cell phone that I'm talking to you?
No, I don't have a smartphone. I only have a flip phone.
Okay, then we can't able to help you anymore, okay?
Okay, thanks for trying, though.